Overseeing it all was the War Industries Board, or WIB, chaired by Bernard Baruch, which whipped, cajoled, and seduced American industry into the loving embrace of the state long before Mussolini or Hitler contemplated their corporatist doctrines. The progressives running the WIB had no illusions about what they were up to. It was an industrial dictatorship without parallel, a dictatorship by force of necessity and common consent, which step by step at last encompassed the nation and united it into a coordinated and mobile whole, declared Grosvenor Clarkson, a member and subsequent historian of the WIB. More important than socializing industry was nationalizing the people for the war effort. "Woe be to the man or group of men that seeks to stand in our way," Wilson threatened in June 1917. Harking back to his belief that the leaders of men must manipulate the passions of the masses, he approved and supervised one of the first truly Orwellian propaganda efforts in Western history. He set the tone himself when he defended the first military draft since the Civil War. "It is in no sense a conscription of the unwilling. It is rather selection from a nation which has volunteered in mass." A week after the war started, Walter Lippmann, no doubt eager to set about the work of unleashing a transvaluation of values, sent a memo to Wilson imploring him to commence with a sweeping propaganda effort. Lippmann, as he argued later, believed that most citizens were mentally children or barbarians, and therefore needed to be directed by experts like himself. Individual liberty, while nice, needed to be subordinated to, among other things, order. Wilson tapped the progressive journalist George Creel to head the Committee on Public Information, or CPI, the West's first modern ministry for propaganda. Creel was a former muckraking liberal journalist and police commissioner in Denver who had gone so far as to forbid his cops from carrying nightsticks or guns. He took to the propaganda portfolio immediately, determined to inflame the American public into one white-hot mass under the banner of 100% Americanism. It was a fight for the minds of men, for the conquest of their convictions, and the battle line ran through every home in every country, Creel recalled. Fear was a vital tool, he argued, an important element to be bred into the civilian population. It is difficult to unite a people by talking only on the highest ethical plane. To fight for an ideal, perhaps, must be coupled with thoughts of self-preservation. Countless other liberal and leftist intellectuals lent their talents and energies to the propaganda effort. Edouard Bernays, who would be credited with creating the field of public relations, cut his teeth on the Creel Committee, learning the art of the conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses.